Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio Show. I'm Russ McCann, your host today. Dr. A is not with us, and hopefully you're going to learn exactly how to utilize Dr. A's book, The Habits of Health, along with the companion guide and DVD to help you create a happier, longer, healthier life. And again, thank you so much for joining us today. You know, it's a great time to create health. And yes, I said create health, because you can, with just a simple decision and a few actions, create an amazing life. And on today's show, we're going to show you how to do that. You won't want to miss our featured guest today. He is certified health coach and a great friend, Tim Cox from the Portland, Oregon area, who will be joining us during our next segment and sharing with us a little bit about his journey. He's lost 50 pounds, still on this journey to create health in his life, a restaurant guy. So we're going to talk a little restaurants in the next segment. So make sure that you stay tuned and join us for Tim Cox, certified health coach. You know, we've been talking a lot about goals and really making health your number one priority in this year. And it's never a great day to start a diet. You know, there's so many days that interrupt us, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's and Super Bowl Sunday. And oh, that's right, it's Super Bowl Sunday coming up. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, we can always come up with a reason not to start, you know, a program. We can really come up with excuses not to go on a diet. And quite frankly, it's never a great day to start a diet, because the habits of health is all about creating habits of health in your life so that you go beyond just eating the right kinds of food, but really incorporating all of the aspects of things that will move your life forward in all areas. You know, healthy body, healthy mind, you know, even in healthy finances, because a lot of the stresses that we have in our day-to-day life are centered around our finances, our family, and we tend to look at food for comfort. And so the habits of health and the habits of health system is all about changing your orientation towards a healthier way of life. I'm Russ McCann, your co-host for today. I'd like to direct you to our website. If you haven't visited that yet, there's lots of information there. Go to habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's HOHTALK.com. And there's lots of information there. You can also send us an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com, or just simply click on the link on our website that says Get Started Today. You can fill out a real quick survey information of things that you'd like from us, and we'll get back in contact with you. You can also reach us by telephone after the show at 401-388-0778, and we will connect you with the certified health coach that will help you move your life forward. You know, last week we talked a little bit about reaching and maintaining a healthy weight, and at the center is this health coach element and support, and having somebody that you can call on, that you can, you know, share your ideas with, who can really direct you towards resources and really help you stay focused as you begin to create this life of optimal health. You know, it's, you know, we've got to eat right. We all know that. We've got to eat healthier. We've got to change the habits of going through the drive-through and coming home and preparing a healthy meal on our own. There's habits and habits of motion, where we get to use our physical body as we build muscle and as we become more active. And certainly we begin to reduce a lot of the stresses in our life as we get out and move and eat better. And then the third component of that is really getting enough sleep in our life. You know, most of us have such hectic lives after we go to work and come home, a little TV, a little bit of work, try to balance the budget, try to figure out how we're going to do that. And by the time we go to bed, we really only sleep 3 or 4 hours, you know, comfortably. And really to get a good, healthy night's sleep is a key component to health. And so as we begin to remove the stress in our life and get our life really focused, incorporating a good, healthy sleeping habit is great. And at the center of that is a health coach, someone to help you learn these habits and really give you tips and ideas. You know, it's one thing to lose a few pounds and incorporate a thin, healthy body. And we do that by eating right and eating six times a day and reducing fats and eating low glycemic. And we've been talking a lot about that during the show. But then we often forget about the healthy mind component. And so that's where the health coach can help you really change your mindset in terms of incorporating a focus of the things that really are important in your life. You know, we've talked a lot about goals and we've talked a lot about, you know, simply just making the decision to move your life forward. If you had a chance to listen to our show last week, we had Dr. Chris Winsey, who is the I Can doctor, talking about, you know, all of these stresses and these things that affect us in our life. Really, we need to simply start by taking one task at a time, one thing, and focus on that and begin to move our life forward. And it's really a whole journey as we create health, not just about eating food, not just about, you know, getting out and exercise, but really creating health. A healthy mind will help us reduce that stress and really help us live a longer, healthier life. Right at the end of the show, we kind of ran out of time, and I wanted to focus on the six-step process to a longer, healthier life. And Dr. Anderson has put this together for us for our show today. And I want to make sure that we really understand how simple it is to begin to create a life of optimal health. And it really starts with just a simple decision to get healthy. And that may seem simple on the surface, but it's a very difficult process that says, today when I wake up, I'm going to make health a priority in my life. And with that decision comes the next step, and that's creating action. And the next step in creating a longer, healthier life, step number two, is reaching a healthy weight. And that incorporates living a healthier life by eating six times a day. And the Habits of Health system is all centered around initially getting you to a healthy weight and using what we call the Take Shape for Life 5-in-1 plan, where you eat five portion control meal replacements, one every 2 to 3 hours, and on your own, eating a healthy meal of lean protein and vegetable. And because you're eating six times a day and providing your body with all the nutrients, vitamins, proteins, carbs, all the minerals you need to sustain a healthy body, you go into a fat burning state where you lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And quite frankly, you don't need to believe that you can do this. All you need to do is begin this process in creating health in your life by getting on the 5-in-1 plan to initially reach a healthy weight. The third step after we've reached a healthy weight is transitioning to healthy eating habits, where we learn to eat more whole foods, meaning eating more of the right kinds of foods, more low glycemic. You know, taking half of a 9-inch plate, and you know, a 9-inch plate isn't very big. We often eat in this big, you know, 10.5-inch platter, and we just fill it up with all the things that we enjoy and love in order to incorporate a healthy way of life. Dr. Anderson has really made it simple in the Habits of Health using the 9-inch plate system, and half of the 9-inch plate system needs to be fruit and vegetables. So over half of the things we consume in our meal need to be fruits and vegetables, 25% lean protein, and 25% healthy starches, healthy carbohydrates. And as we learn to transition to this healthier way of eating, you know, more whole grains, reducing, you know, animal fats and reducing dairy and eating more fruits and vegetables and lean proteins and really incorporating, you know, this habit so that it's not just about losing weight. It's about creating a lifelong habit. And it's this creating of the habits of health for life. Really, step number four is really making it a habit so that it becomes a daily routine. You don't think about it because it's now incorporated in a new habit. You know, we often really develop bad habits and we stick to those bad habits until something catastrophic changes. You know, we go to the doctor and we say, you know, doctor, we've got this big belly and we're sick to our stomach and we're having trouble breathing and sleeping. And the doctor says, you know, you need to lose weight and exercise and here's a pill. And so, you know, that's not a great habit. So now that we've lost weight and reached a healthy weight, and we've transitioned to eating more of the right kinds of foods, still eating 5 to 6 times a day, and really creating a lifelong habit, you can kind of see this progression. And then number five is optimizing your body for your age. You know, as we get older, we become less active because our muscle mass tends to change over time. And so when I say optimizing your body for your age, you know, obviously if you lose weight and get healthy and incorporate the habits of health at a younger life, you know, you're going to be physically more active. You're probably going to, you know, start playing tennis or running or doing a marathon or riding your bike and going on a 100-mile bike ride. Somebody that's 75 years old, you know, may not do those kinds of things, but maybe more active and be walking a couple of miles a day. And when they're going about their daily life, they're stretching and building muscle by lifting some weights or doing some low resistance training as someone of an older age begins to optimize their body. And Dr. Anderson, in the later chapters of his book, talk about optimizing your body and really creating ultra health. And then the final step is really living out a healthier, longer life. And it really starts with a decision and then followed by action to create health in your life. I want to just recap a couple of things. We got Super Bowl Sunday coming up. And, you know, we often surround ourselves with food and family and friends. And it's just an amazing time as we get to celebrate the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl this weekend. I wanted to give you a couple of tips. And before the commercial break, first off, if you're going to go to a Super Bowl party, try to find out what kind of food they're going to be serving and volunteer to bring an appetizer or a meal side dish, something that's healthy. So that way you can have something to eat when you go to this Super Bowl party. Remember that alcohol is loaded full of calories. You know, if you can choose club soda, or even a diet soda or a glass of water with a little bit of lemon in it, because alcohol will help you or will allow you to really let down your defenses, and you'll be more apt to fall into temptation because the alcohol tends to make us feel really excited and really happy, and we tend to just say, oh, well, don't worry about it. I'm just going to eat what I want. So if you really focus on the things that are important and, you know, eat water, say no thank you to the alcohol, and really stay focused, you'll be able to really create a healthy life during Super Bowl Sunday. Don't forget to exercise even on Super Bowl Sunday because it keeps your body metabolism running. Make that special occasion focused on family and friends and the game and not so much centered around food. You know, a lot of times there's a table loaded full of food on Super Bowl Sunday. When you decide where you're going to sit, don't sit next to the food. Try to find a spot where you're away from the food and away from the temptation. You know, bring a healthy snack with you, you know, a protein shake or a Metafast a peanut butter crunch bar, something that's healthy so that as you get through the day, you're still on your mission to eat six times a day, but you're choosing to eat a healthier way of life. You know, take a shake with you to curb your appetite. You know, during halftime or during one of the breaks, walk outside and do a little stretching, weather permitting. Certainly if you're in Dallas, it's going to be awful cold. Certainly on the East Coast, I hear there's still snow on the ground. You know, stay away from the food table. Help the hostess clean up and serve rather than staying by the food and eating all the food all the time. You know, at Super Bowl Sunday is just a great time, and I know the temptations are there, but I know you can create a healthy way of life. Lori Anderson put together those tips on the Super Bowl party. You can go to the website, click on the healthy tips link, and it'll take you to Dr. Anderson's website where you can click on the blog and find a complete detailed list on how you can be a winner at the Super Bowl party and stay healthy and live a healthier, longer life. I'm Russ McCann, and you're listening to the Habits of Health Talk Radio. When we come back, we'll be joined by certified health coach Tim Cox, who's lost over 50 pounds and is on his journey to create optimal health. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio Show on the Transformation Radio Network. I'm your host today, Russ McCann. And we've been talking a lot about creating optimal health, but before we continue, I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take Dr. A's Habits of Health quiz. So visit our website at www.habitsofhealthtalk.com or www.hohtalk.com. You can also reach us by email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com and always by phone after the show, 401-388-0778. I have with us today a good friend of mine, Tim Cox, certified health coach, who's been on this amazing journey utilizing Dr. A's Habits of Health to create health in his life. Tim, thank you for being on the show today.
My pleasure, Russ. Thank you for having me.
You know, we were talking a little bit earlier, right before the show, about, you know, this amazing business that you and I are kind of connected with. And, you know, being in the restaurant business, I was in the restaurant business for about 25 years and 13 years in food distribution, selling food to restaurants and hotels. And you know, it's an amazing life. It's an exciting one. However, it's not always a healthy one. It's kind of interesting that, you know, I almost felt responsible for people gaining weight now that I know what I know, because I always created food that tasted good, but it wasn't really all that healthy for people. And now here I am working with you as a certified health coach, helping people get healthy, and maybe just describe for people a little bit about what we did in the restaurant business and really the change in your life. And I know that you're a full-time health coach now, not in the restaurant business, but it really became a part of your life for a while, didn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, here in the Portland area, we have sort of an art district called the Pearl District, and I had a cafe there, and it was kind of designed and developed on the premise of using food and community events such as art and music to really make an impact in people's lives in that way. And, of course, we really did all kinds of organic and food and ingredients, very careful about what we did and creating an environment there. And what happened along the way was I got very unhealthy myself. You know, working in the restaurant business, it's 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
And, you know, you don't put yourself first. And I got tremendously overweight, and that what happened there was my health started deteriorating pretty rapidly. And the interesting thing about my story is I have two women doctors, and they were working with me, and I went in for some testing and had some serious conditions going on. And to make a long story short, it all came down to my unhealthy lifestyle. And
sure.
I was facing three medications, type 2 diabetes, insulin, high blood pressure medication, and high cholesterol medication, and they had also suggested a gastric bypass consult for me.
Wow.
And I refused to do all those things, and they said, well, if you don't do those things, you're going to die.
Right.
And my response was, yeah, but if I do that, I'll die. And they said, yes, but you'll die slower because you didn't listen to us, and your weight has become now a major health challenge in your life.
Sure.
So what happened was at a major music event that we were having at the cafe, a dear lady that I had respected for 20 years came in for the event, and she looked amazing. And she lost over 50 pounds, and she'd been a school teacher for 25 years, and she just was really a phenomenal lady. And I leaned over to her after I was clearing her table and helping people, and I said, Linda, whatever it is you've done, you need to help me because I'm in trouble.
Sure.
And that's where the journey began.
Wow. So was Linda a health coach?
Yes, she was a health coach and had her life completely restored for health as well. And the interesting thing about that is because I trusted her, the next week I got started on the program, and within 3 weeks I'd lost 26 pounds. But the most important thing is that my blood sugar stabilized. My blood pressure went from down to 110 over 69, and there was no need for high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or insulin.
So all of that happened in a 30-day period of time.
Yeah, in a 30-day period. My doctors were so excited, actually.
Sure.
And, you know, from that experience, I began to do my research about the coaching process, and I didn't even realize what diabetes was until I was diagnosed with that problem in my life.
Right.
And began to find out that it's not an epidemic in the United States, it's a pandemic.
Sure.
And it's all, you know, 90% of all diabetes cases are type 2,
right.
And that is all controllable by a healthy weight and moderate exercise.
Sure.
And actually saving people's lives. So I looked into the coaching program more to reach out and help others. And to give an example between the restaurant business and being a coach, it's people will come in and say, that was the best almond croissant and cafe latte I've ever had, or that was an amazing dinner event with music. Or now it is, I'm down 7 dress sizes and off all my medications, and my life has changed forever.
Sure.
So that's kind of the difference of reaching
sure.
out and helping others.
You know, it's really interesting that you mentioned that, because, you know, we often look at food as a way of, you know, comforting us. You know, we use it as a celebration, certainly that special occasion. But, you know, whenever things are kind of, you know, a little sour in our life, or you know, things aren't going all that great, we tend to look at food and go out to eat and just enjoy this fabulous meal because it makes us feel good. But it's a temporary a feeling. And I think what's amazing about your story is that you just described for somebody that, you know, they can come into your restaurant and be satisfied for a single meal and celebrate that. But then as a coach, you have people that are actually celebrating for the rest of their life a healthy way of life.
No, absolutely. And you know what I found too is that I had been like everybody else here. I had two chefs that could make me anything I wanted with the best ingredients we could get in the
right.
Portland area.
Sure.
And we're pretty lucky in the Northwest to have so many wonderful food sources. And, you know, I have a little bit of knowledge from my prior to the restaurant business of exercise and teaching. And what I found was I was frustrated because I was trying everything I could do, and I thought I knew how to live healthy, but of course I couldn't. And, you know, one of the interesting premises of Dr. A's Habits of Health is that if people are trying to lose weight, that's basically moving away from something bad or something that they don't want. And the farther you get away from that, the less important it becomes. So even if people start out to try to lose weight or get off a medication, even if they're moderately successful, the farther they get away from that, the less important it becomes, and they begin to oscillate backwards towards their old habits. And that's why people, according to the National Weight Loss Registry, people that lose weight, 85% of those gain it back. But the difference between this is, it's not a weight loss program. It's really reaching towards creating health in your life. And going forward towards the creative process or doing something to create health in your life is sustainable over a long period of time, but getting away from something that you don't want is moderately successful and not sustainable over a long period of time. And I think the great thing about the Habits of Health and the community of Take Shape for Life is that it's a really, truly sense of community where one person comes alongside of another person and we support each other to create the life that we deserve, and that's a life of health.
And we will return after these messages on Transformation Talk Radio.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
There has been a great awareness brought forth about the power of the mind and thoughts. But what's been left out is the spiritual aspect of manifesting. Awaken to your spiritual power with Oriella will bring you to the awareness and understanding of your spiritual aspect and how to integrate it into your manifesting and everyday life. Oriella will assist you in fully awakening to your spiritual self, your oneness, and show you how to integrate together your spiritual and physical life. For when the spiritual joins with the physical, mental, and emotional, the magic of creating happens and you become a more powerful you. Are you ready to live a more inspired and empowered life and be your more powerful you? Oriella will answer your questions, fire up your soul, and catapult you to your greater awareness. Tune in to Awaken to Your Spiritual Power with Oriella Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit AwakenToYourSpiritualPower.com to awaken to your spiritual power.
We're back on the Habits of Health Talk Radio Show with Russ McCann. My special guest today is Tim Cox, all the way from Portland, Oregon. He's a certified health coach who has been using Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health system to transform lives. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Russ.
What I'd like you to do, Tim, you know, we talked a little bit about your initial decision to get healthy and the fact that you were struggling with health and your doctor was looking at, you know, putting you on several medications and looking at maybe even gastric bypass surgery as an option, and you met someone that said, I can help you. Maybe describe a little bit about how you got started, a little bit about your journey, and kind of where you're at. Give us kind of an update on your healthy habits progress.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you asked that, because like so many people, I started because I really was focused on trying to lose weight out of the fear factor of those medications and really examining possibly having a shortened lifespan. And, you know, that's how I started. And that's how a lot of people start. And
sure,
one of the things that I've learned along the way because of Dr. Anderson's program and the help of the health coach is that, really, you need to change and reorient your thinking. And that's, I think, what's really brilliant about the first four chapters of the course that we teach is that it helps a person understand that it reorients your thinking to moving forward and creating health in your life versus losing weight. And so initially, I had really good success, and really, my life is completely different. I mean, we used to have these concrete round tables that I had made that we'd stick outside in the summertime, you know, and enjoy, and they weigh a significant amount. And I remember picking those up and carrying them out there, and I lost that much weight. And incidentally, as a little tip for people, weight is a 1-to-4 ratio. That means that for every 10 pounds you lose 40 pounds of pressure. You take 40 pounds of pressure off your knees, your back, and your feet. And so as my life began to change, you know, I started adapting these principles, and I'm still on my journey to health. And I really love the idea that Dr. Anderson has is creating ultra health in your life. And what that means is it's not just an overnight process. It is ultra health means as healthy as you can get for whatever, wherever you are in your lifetime. And so as I adapt these habits of health daily and make different choices, and I might add that you've probably heard him say that we have neurons in our brain that create signals, and then those neurons, when they fire, they create pathways in our brain. And we, over time, we've developed these pathways in our brain that our brain likes to function in. And if you try to do something negatively, which initially in the beginning, you know, trying to lose weight for the wrong reason, you kind of get stuck because your neurons are firing and you create pathways that they kind of stop, and then you go back to your old pathways. But what we find, and what I found in my own life, is over time when we really hold in your mind what you want to create, and then when you get faced with a situation, you can stop, challenge, and choose and say, you know, I can make any choice I want here, but I'm going to make a choice that supports the health that I want to create. And what Dr. Anderson shared with me, and I'm sure with you and many others, is that that fires your neurons in your brain a different way, and those pathways are recreated over time. And the old pathways are habits that weren't supporting health in our life are basically not used. They're roads that aren't used anymore. And we're creating new roads rather than having roadblocks of trying to get away from something bad. We're creating new pathways which create new habits and really revolutionize our life.
Yeah, Tim, my pathways went right through the McDonald's drive-thru. That's where my pathways were programmed to go.
I totally relate to that. And isn't it funny how in America we've really exported obesity around the world because our technology says more is better. So we've supersized everything. I mean, I remember the first time Costco's came out and you could go in and you see those amazing giant bags of chips that you've never seen in your life. And we've kind of created a subculture of disease in our society.
Yeah, nobody can eat just one is the slogan, right?
Well, I think 5 chips is the serving size. And I don't know anybody, like you mentioned, Super Bowl parties. I think everybody should kind of go to the Super Bowl party and see if everybody just has one serving of chips, which is 5 chips.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
You know, I know Dr. Anderson talks a lot about, you know, any single meal's, you know, not going to make you unhealthy, and nor is any single meal going to create health in your life. That's really a path of decisions that you make along the way that really will help you create health in your life. And, you know, if it's that one day that you splurge a little bit, but you're living all of the rest of the days in the habits of health and, you know, eating 6 times a day and making sure that you're eating low glycemic and watching your portions, you know, we can enjoy those terrific parties and those great events. Life doesn't end because we've chosen to be healthy.
You know, that's so true. And a lot of times when I'm working with clients and they're in a social situation like that, I will suggest that they be prepared. In other words, I suggest, how about having a sentence prepared so you're ready when something comes up and you say, you know what, I'm not going to have that right now because I've made some decisions to make a change in my health for a season get really healthy. And so I'm kind of making some new choices, and I really appreciate your supporting me in that. And then I ask the client, you know, in their own words, to come up with, to be prepared for those social situations, whether it's family or friends. And I asked them this. I said, and do you know who the most important person was that heard that sentence first? And, of course, it's themselves.
Sure.
And if you would say to yourself, no, I can't have that chips, or please, I can't have any beer because I'm on a diet, what that is basically, it's restricting yourself. You're restricting, or you're saying, I can't have something I really want because I'm in this restrictive mode. But
sounds
when
like
you
punishment.
Say to yourself, you know, I'm really making some decisions to support my health, and I really would appreciate your support in that, and thank you very much. That is such a different way of thinking, and it not only substantiates what your vision is for your own life, but it draws in the community around you to support you in a positive way.
And that's so important, you know, as I know both you and I, having lived in the restaurant world where we could have anything we wanted prepared at just a moment's notice, and you know, in those social settings, it's so easy to fall into the trap that, you know, try this fried, you know, shrimp. It's really, really good. And you make a really, really good point about, you know, having good conversations that are not only internal but external, and sharing with people that, you know, I've made a decision to be healthy in my life, and, you know, quite frankly, I'm going to try something else, and thank you so much for the offer, helps people realize that, you know, maybe they need to create health in their own life. And so, you know, how one person can influence others. I know 3.5 years ago when I went on my journey to create health, you know, over an 18-week period of time, I lost 75 pounds, and being the vice president with Sysco Food Service at the time, part of my role, my job was to entertain chefs. And we would go out and we would eat and have wine and whatever. And while I was on my journey to create health, you know, I would choose, you know, some tilapia with some steamed vegetables and a diet soda or some water. And often the conversation was, Russ, why don't you have a glass of wine with us? And I would say, you know, I'm on this health program. It's really teaching me the kinds of things that I need to do to get healthy. You know, I'm a little overweight and I want to create health in my life. Thank you so much for the offer. And all of a sudden the conversation started turning to, you know, I really need to do that too. Tell me more about what you're doing. And the influence that we have, because it's a personal story with us. You know, most coaches that are in the business of helping people get healthy really started with their own personal journey. And I know that's where you started. I mean, tell us a little bit about, you've become a coach now, and you were in the restaurant business. Did becoming a coach influence your decision to get out of the restaurant business?
Well, you know, one of the underlying premises that Dr. Anderson teaches in the Habits of Health is, are you designing your life around what matters most?
Right.
And I just want to say that again and let people think about that. Are you designing your life around what matters most? And, you know, we're all very creative and artistic in the fact that our life is a canvas and we can create whatever we want. And most of us, like you probably relate, you know, you get into a career and for one reason, and it becomes so many other things, and then that your life begins to dominate and push you and drive you. And then what I think happens along the line sometimes is we lose that sense of purpose. We lose, you know, really what we really wanted. We're not really truly living the life that matters most to us.
Right.
And I got into the restaurant business because I wanted to create a space and food and a platform to impact the lives of people, and I think on many levels we were doing that. However, my own life wasn't designed around what I wanted most. I was working a lot of time, all the time, and, you know, sure. You've got tremendous pressure on your life. You've got leases and payroll taxes, and there's always the uncertainty in business and so forth. And I took a step back after I started regaining my health, and I said, now, wait a minute. I want to think about that idea of designing my life around what matters most, and what am I trading my life for? And I have...
Right.
Just like you, which is something I love so much about you, is you really love people and you want to make a difference. And I know that you probably were that way in the restaurant world. But what we do here is, imagine if you could look over your shoulder at the end of your days and you could assess, you know, what you did to impact the lives of others. And I can't think of a better way than to help somebody enjoy health and extend the quality and quantity of their life. And that is why what pivoted me was the idea that now I work, and it is a pleasure. I mean, I have almost no stress in my life. And, you know, I get constant communication with all people from all walks of life, whether they're medical professionals or lay people in every field. And their lives are being invigorated and changed. And it's just exciting and a great privilege, Russ.
Well, you know, Tim, we I know in my own life, you know, you tend to make sure that you take care of others. You know, you open up a restaurant and you want to make sure that everybody's serviced and getting a great meal and they're getting great service and your employees, they're getting enough hours and that the quality of life for your staff is one that is fulfilling and meaningful. And so a lot of times, you know, people in their own lives, you know, we live for someone else. You know, we live for our spouse or our kids or our parents, and we tend to really volunteer and help others, and we often forget about, you know, the person in the mirror every day. And what I really like about, you know, what Dr. Anderson's created in the Habits of Health, and you really framed it well, about organizing your life around the things that really matter most. And we don't take enough time to really sit down and say, what do I want my life to look like? And we're not talking about just health. We're talking about, if I had an opportunity to create, you know, a real meaning and purpose in my life, how would I go about doing that? And, you know, for us, I feel so fortunate, Tim, to be connected to you and, you know, connected to 10,000 health coaches across the country that have incorporated the Habits of Health, because not only do I have my own family and friends to call on, but I have this huge support network that if there's anything going on in my life, I have connections to people that will help me stay focused on the things that really, really matter most. And I often use this phrase, Tim, with my clients, and that's called live the life you love. And so much of what we do at Take Shape for Life and the Habits of Health system is all around helping us create this amazing life. And I know you've created this life and have become a coach and no longer in the restaurant business. Tell us a little bit about how you're coaching your clients and maybe some of the success stories that you've had with some of the clients that you're working with.
Well, I mean, there are so many success stories. You know, one of the first things I always ask people when they come to me for various reasons of weight or health or whatever, and the first question I ask is, you know, I appreciate this time to talk with you. Can you tell me a little bit about your health? What's going on with you, and what do you want?
Right.
And it is brilliant and such a humbling privilege to hear people open up their life. And many, as you know, many of the people we work with, we meet for the first time.
Right.
And people will begin to open up their life. They'll begin to say, you know, I just retired and I love life, and I fear I won't see my grandchildren grow up, or you know, I can't get control of my eating, and my husband or my wife is active, and I cannot enjoy any of the things that they do because of my current state, or, you know, I'm on medications and my doctor says I'm on a freight train for a heart attack. I mean, I hear story after story. But, you know, when you really get into it, what it really is, it's about so much more than, it's really, I tell clients, weight is the very least that's going to happen. You know, you're getting to a healthy weight is one of the very least things that's going to happen to you on this journey, because it affects every area of your life. And I've had people, you know, have the epiphany along the way where it's okay for me to be beautiful again. You know, right. It's okay for me to really think I can make this change. I've got hope in my life. I've even had one gentleman came to me and he said, you know, my wife and I are desperately in love with each other and we'd like to have another child. It's just that this weight is getting in the way and it's just not going to happen. And I'd love to tell you every detail of that journey, but 6 months later he called me and he woke me up and early in the morning, and he said, guess what, Tim, guess what? And I said, what? And he said, my wife just woke me up today and said, good morning, Daddy, again.
Wow.
And they have a beautiful girl now that they would have never had before because of his health and his life, and they're enjoying a life. And I don't really know if people understand that their health affects them and every person that they know and every person in their family. And I love what you said about the community impact, because by our example and our reaching out to others, we can really offer hope and a new way for those around us and those people that we meet.
You know, it's amazing when you see that, you know, hear the story where they're now having a child is, you know, talking about living the life and organizing your life around the things that matter most. And what mattered most to him was that he was able, that they wanted to have a child, to share in that joy. And his health and their health was getting in the way of that dream. And to think that because they got healthy and because you helped them go through a process that they could learn these new habits, really have created not only habits for themselves, but for their family as well. Because much of what we teach really gets delivered to the rest of the family. I know when I was on my journey and eating my lean and green, you know, the rest of my family was continuing to prepare other items. And all of a sudden, I had to share my meals with them, and all of a sudden, the rest of my family started getting healthy as well. Pretty exciting. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio show, and before we take a break, I'd like to direct you back to our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. There's lots of information there. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'll show you a simple process that will allow you to create health and change your life for the rest of your life. Don't go away.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qi Gong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qi Gong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
There has been a great awareness brought forth about the power of the mind and thoughts. But what's been left out is the spiritual aspect of manifesting. Awaken to your spiritual power with Oriella will bring you to the awareness and understanding of your spiritual aspect and how to integrate it into your manifesting and everyday life. Oriella will assist you in fully awakening to your spiritual self, your oneness, and show you how to integrate together your spiritual and physical life. For when the spiritual joins with the physical, mental, and emotional, the magic of creating happens and you become a more powerful you. Are you ready to live a more inspired and empowered life and be your more powerful you? Oriella will answer your questions, fire up your soul, and catapult you to your greater awareness. Tune in to Awaken to Your Spiritual Power with Oriella Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit AwakenToYourSpiritualPower.com to awaken to your spiritual power.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. Tune in each and every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 12 noon on the West Coast for some of the most enlightening health talk radio show you can find anywhere on the radio. Make sure that you visit our website at hohtalk.com. Our email is optimalhealth@hohtalk.com and by phone 401-388-0778. Thank you so much. We're joined again by certified health coach Tim Cox from Portland. Tim, thank you so much for being on our show today. I wanted to just kind of allow you an opportunity to kind of close out this part of the show and explain. We were kind of at the break. We were talking about this amazing community, about creating a life of optimal health and how we have this great support network. And I think it would be a great way to kind of close your segment around this support network that we've created and these many friendships that we have.
Well, I think, you know, one of my chefs gave me a great book, and it's called The Good Place. And it's a professor at one of the universities in the United States that wrote kind of an in-depth thesis on the good places in America and how they're almost gone, where people used to gather in community around various communities. Maybe it was a restaurant or the library or a community gathering spot where people would really interact and impact each other's lives, and how that is almost gone from our culture in the United States, and the, you know, it's very negative impact that it's having because we don't have that.
You bet.
We talk a lot about community, and it's a very political word, but really, if you really think about it, it's a timeless idea where people from all walks of life and all belief systems can actually stand together and support one another in a very non-judgmental, caring way and move each other forward. And sure. I don't know about you, Russ, but I had never experienced that kind of a community until Take Shape for Life. And what I find is because the common thread is creating health in each other's lives and in the lives of others, it transcends all boundaries. It doesn't matter if you're talking to a neurosurgeon or a teacher or a fireman or a housewife. All walks of life, all ages, sure. share a common ground. And I think people need that because if you don't have a common ground and a common purpose, then people tend to kind of gravitate towards their own sphere. But what's happening here is the impact and the support that you have. And I was going to mention... we have a national teaching conference that we go to, and I remember I went to one, and it's a beautiful experience. There were 1,200 people there, and I was standing in the back of the room listening, and they announced the total weight loss for that room. Out of 1,200 people, it was over 29,000 pounds.
Wow.
Of course, people got to their feet, and they were excited and supporting one another in that accomplishment, which is significant, to say the least. But a thought occurred to me as that applause was going on, and that was, I wonder how many of these people would have oscillated back and gained all their weight back and went back to an unhealthy lifestyle had it not been for the community of folks in that room.
Sure. It plays such an amazing part. I think, you know, when you know, anybody can go on a diet and lose weight, but it's about creating these habits of health in our life so that we're able to live a longer, healthier life. And you're right, that room of 1,200 people supporting each other and holding each other accountable too is really an instrumental part in moving somebody's life forward in a permanent sort of way.
Most assuredly. And, you know, I just wanted to close by thanking you so much for having me on, and it's been a privilege. And for anybody out there listening, I don't think it's by chance that you happen to be listening to this show today. And we just want to reach out and encourage you that, you know, if you could just take a moment out of your life right now and just kind of let the busyness, set that busyness aside and kind of assess your health and the life that you're living. And I just want to say that you deserve to be as healthy as you can be. And we have a wonderful way in which you can do that. But even if this show inspires you to kind of rethink a little bit some of the things that you're doing and to reach out and make some decisions to improve the health in your life so that you can really enjoy the life you deserve. We would consider that a great honor and a privilege to have inspired a little bit of that in you today. So thank you so much, Russ. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm always inspired by what you bring to the table. You're an amazing person, a great friend. I look forward to seeing you in the near future. Thanks so much for being a part of the show today.
My pleasure. I'll see you soon, Russ.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Wow, what an amazing guest Tim has been as we start talking about this journey of creating health in our life. And I think Tim really framed it out in hoping that what we're doing here on the show is inspiring you in some way to really decide to create and organize your life around the things that really, really matter most to you. And for us at the Habits of Health System, and certainly our complete health coach network, is really here to help you learn the things that you need to learn in order for your, not only weight loss, but your overall health to be lifelong and live a healthier, longer life. You know, Dr. Anderson wrote this amazing book called The Habits of Health, and that's what this radio show is all about, is incorporating the habits of health. In addition, he created a workbook, which is kind of a great way to go lesson by lesson, reading through the habits of health and helping you learn the things that you need to learn in order to create this life. And he also created a couple of DVDs to help you understand how to utilize the Habits of Health system in a way that really moves your life forward. And I would encourage you, if you're, you know, sitting here today saying, I'd like to make health a priority in my life and really organize my life around the things that matter most, like Tim and Russ have done, I would encourage you to contact us today at Habits of Health Talk Radio. Our phone number is 401-388-0778. You can send us an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com, or you can just visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the front page, you can click on the Find Out More Information link and get started on your journey, and we'll be more than happy to connect you with a certified health coach, which will move your life forward.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.